Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The next step of this is, I think, where people's heads are at right now. What's Penn State going to do? Who are they going to hire? Who are the legitimate candidates for this job? Who are the make-believe fantasy candidates that are getting thrown out there? Bill Belichick getting grokked in Penn State gear. Nick Saban.
How about Chris Mueller?
Chris
Mueller. Our guy Nate.
Mike Tomlin. Sports Illustrated threw him out as a candidate for the job, ridiculously.
I didn't know Dom started writing for them.
So there's just trying to parse through all that fact and fiction of this. I will make the same guarantee I did earlier in the show. I'd prefer at first to hear from Penn State fans on this because it's their school, it's their team, it's their job opening, who they think Penn State should hire to replace James Franklin at 412-928-9370. But if Penn State fans don't want to take us up on that opportunity, well then, yeah, Pitt fans and anybody else can call in and give their 2 cents. But my preference would be to hear where people that are actually passionate about the program and about the football team, where they come down on what the school should do now. I tweeted out there during the game, the Steelers game yesterday, and I honestly believe this. This was not done to tweak or troll. I do think that they should contact Urban Meyer. Like he kind of, the whole integrity thing that the athletic director threw out there at the start of it, he flies in the face of that. He doesn't have like the Penn State aura that you want. You know, they always talk about their grand experiment and they want student athletes first. And it's not just a training ground and breeding ground for the NFL.
Is it still that, though? I mean, they have...
I mean, when the AD says integrity first, Chris.
Yeah, but all the...
Propagating that mythology.
Okay, but you want to hear from Penn State fans. The first thing I heard about from Penn State fans is, we have the money to make a splash here. That's why we bought him out, and we're going to make a splash. They're not talking about integrity and the grand experiment. They're very firmly planted in the modern world.
Look, people can tell me who are Penn State fans who care about the school and went to school there, who the right fits are. I'm entitled to my opinion on who I think the best coaches available are. And I don't know if Urban Meyer would, you know, take the job. I don't know if he wants to get back into coaching, but he's not working and he's not retired like Nick Saban. So to me, he's younger than Kurt Cignetti, who's done an unbelievable job everywhere he's been, but he's not Urban Meyer. Urban Meyer is quite literally one of the 10 best coaches in college football history. There are very few human beings who you could say, I like this guy's resume more than his. Same. And he would be one. And yes, he's scuzzy. And yes, he flopped horribly in the NFL. So did Nick Saban. If, as someone that doesn't root for Penn State, if he went there, I would immediately think that Penn State was for real and could win national championships.
He's been there, done that.
Yes, 100%. And I don't think he's so far removed from the game where he's lost his fastball. So that's where I would start if I were them. I would think, just based on their history, although maybe you throw that out the window because they don't really have a lot of, you know, they've only hired two guys in the last, 60 years, going back to when Paterno was there, Bill O'Brien James Franklin. They've skewed younger. But the program was in different places back then, Chris. I mean, it wasn't a desirable job when the scandal happened because nobody knew what was going to go down in terms of like long-term sanctions and what the long-term lasting effects.
And then it was on the very beginning of whatever was going to look like a comeback trail, which is where Franklin would deserve credit even now.
Yeah,
for rebuilding
so hiring it. NFL now, assistant coaches or guys who were at like education first SEC schools like Vanderbilt, you've got to shoot way higher than that.
Meyer's the biggest name, and as somebody that's never rooted for Penn State a day in his life, I would love for them to hire Urban Meyer because it would make them even easier to root against. I think Urban Meyer
harder to beat.
Oh, sure. I think Urban Meyer is a terrific college football coach and one of the biggest scoundrel clowns in history. Like, I just think he's one of the most loathsome human beings walking the earth in that profession.
And you don't think that that's disqualifying anymore?
Absolutely not. Dude, Bruce Pearl, just on the basketball side, I find loathsome, and he built Auburn into a national powerhouse.
I know, but don't you feel like Penn State has always put out the vibe that they're better than that?
Yeah, but they're not. James Franklin didn't come baggage-free from Vanderbilt.
That's a good point. That's a very good point, actually.
So, no, they weren't even above that with this one.
What do you think of the Cignetti idea?
I mean, I think if we're going to take Meyer and he's in his own category, was it fair? Can you and I categorize these real quick? Meyer is the moonshot. Like, he is the best name available probably because of track record, but let's just assume he maybe actually doesn't want to do college football anymore for the time being, or maybe ever.
Yep.
Okay, so that's one. Cignetti is the other, like, the current hot name who is doing almost unthinkable things with relative to the program he's coaching at. I'm not positive that Kurt Cignetti wants to leave Indiana. They're giving him everything he wants already. Presumably, he's going to go to the playoff this year. They look at worst like one of the four best teams in the country. They might be in the final four of this thing if things break right for them. What's to say he wouldn't just go right back to them and say, need a raise, need a little bit more, let's keep it going. I understand, this is where Penn State fans will not be able to fathom that I'm sort of paying them a compliment. Being great in Bloomington isn't quite like being great in Happy Valley. 110,000, all that stuff.
Yeah.
But they have given him every tool in the toolbox already to succeed there. Like, I'm not positive that they would just be able to lure him on general principles and say, come here, we're Penn State, they're Indiana.
I don't think it's general principles. I think they'd pay him more.
Are you sure? I mean, Cuban is one of many big boosters at Indiana. I think if Indiana...
Would Indiana make him the highest paid coach in college football?
I think if he wins the national title, they would happily do that.
But what if they don't? And
if he gets to the final, the last four teams, I think.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
They would happily consider doing that.
Maybe it'll change, and I don't know Kurt Cignetti, but it just appears to me his dilemma, potentially, is like when Ben Howland left Pitt for UCLA. Yeah, Pitt was humming and was a really good college basketball team, but when UCLA calls you, you have to listen and probably say yes.
Isn't the equivalent, though, for UCLA and college hoops? I know it wasn't like that for UCLA at that point. It was more their historic tradition. But wouldn't that be more like Alabama or Ohio State, like their most storied program in college basketball, title-wise? Like, Penn State is a top 10-ish job, top 12 job. It's not one of those handful of schools that you're describing, though. It's not the UCLA of college football. It isn't. That's not me even hating. That's just, like, point in fact.
No, I would agree with that.
He's still, of the guys that are currently coaching, I would say he's number one and they should call him first. Here's who I still think, though, is going to be the guy that they probably call first. Matt Rhule checks a couple of boxes. Penn State football player. Loves Penn State. Worked for Pat Kraft at Temple.
Got Pat Kraft hired here.
Correct. Turned Temple around. Did go to Baylor. Turn a one-win team into an 11-win team at Baylor. Didn't do well in the pros. Kind of a theme here. is seemingly doing good things again at Nebraska with a Patrick Mahomes mimic at quarterback in Rayola. And he and Pat Kraft still vacationed together in the offseason.
But did you see the stat,
Donnie? He has a horrible record in big games.
Donnie, did you see Matt Rhule versus top 25
teams?
He's
horrible at it.
If no, James Franklin made you want to throw up, he's lost 17 in a row to top 25 teams. Why would you fire James Franklin to hire Franklin with a beard and a smock that he wears to every game?
Donnie, you know what that would be? That meme would be?
The guy holding up
the red plaid shirt on Christmas while wearing the same gift every year. that would be Matt Rhule. How about here? I'll roll through a couple more. Just we'll do these more rapid fire. How about Matt Campbell at Iowa State? Builder.
Sure. But they don't need built. They're already built.
Also a Pitt guy. Would a guy who began his playing career at Pitt want to take this job? Brian Kelly.
Oh my God.
Hold on, has Brian
He is one of the most insufferable,
He's as loathsome as Meyer and might be a worse person. Does he really feel like a fit at LSU?
I got to be honest with you. I wouldn't hire him. And here would be my thinking. This is just me. Penn State fans are entitled to their own opinion, obviously, and it means a lot. But I would be like, why would I want a guy that's not really winning? I want a guy that needs to succeed at his last stop to get this job.
I mean, they're 10th in the country and they're 5-1, but their offense kind of stinks, and that's his side of the ball. Nussmeier's taking a step back.
Well, my point is he hasn't succeeded at LSU yet, Chris.
Would you see...
They've been worse than Notre Dame.
Would you look at it as a coup for Penn State that LSU is like an equivalent program that they're poaching from in the SEC?
No, I would not.
Lane Kiffin. This is my personal favorite pick.
Sure.
Lane is a
they
scoundrel.
They should be all for that.
Lane knows offense.
Is he a scoundrel?
I shouldn't say a scoundrel.
What is he like? He's just a guy that understands college football for what it is. It's a den of thieves.
That's not the right word. I'm trying to think of what is... He's a rapscallion. Is that better? He's going to swagger in there. He's going to be absolutely ridiculous. And he's going to... If one of their major complaints there has been the offense underwhelms, it ain't going to underwhelm with
Lane
Kiffin.
He's a better put together and... Like smarter version of Todd Graham, like he knows.
Todd's got family in State College. I've heard.
Oh, that would be unbelievable. But that's obviously not happening.
A couple other ones. This is the Athletics list. Eli Drinkwitz at Missouri.
Yeah,
I mean, they barely lost to Alabama. They played a hell of a game.
That would be uninspiring.
Rhett Lashley, I think he's ticketed for the Arkansas job. He's
also
at SMU.
Uninspiring.
John Sumrall at Tulane.
Also uninspiring.
Manny Diaz, I think Penn State fans.
He was the defensive coordinator.
They know him. PJ Fleck from Minnesota.
Oh, my God.
Fran Brown.
I don't want them to take Fran from us. I think Fran would actually do great there.
Lance Leipold.
Kansas.
Yep.
I think Penn State's got to aspire for a greater than...
The last name that is...
The vast majority of that
list
that you just gave me.
The last name that the Athletic listed here is the funniest just because it's from the one school that's paid a bigger buyout. Mike Elko from A&M.
Yeah, they gave Jimbo Fisher, $77
million? Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNC's apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.